That's the Kedron Valley. And now we look up to the southeast corner of the Temple Mount. Jesus would have been tempted probably right up here at the highest place of the temple. There's a building on top of it. Besides, on the Temple Mount, in those days. We're looking down the eastern wall. And here we go. We're really at a low point right here of the train, heading up to a very long, high run here. Again, the eastern wall. I guess that run is going to be uphill. Here we go. Kedron Valley, on Olive, and running uphill. The Temple Mount is right on the other side of this wall. This is the eastern wall now. Running through an Arab cemetery. See the writing? All the tombstones. Looking down to the Kedron Valley. There's some tombs down there. And we continue running up towards the Golden Gate, which is sealed off. This next part of the run, next mile is going to be tough, running uphill. And talking, and running with one arm while the other hand carries a video camera. At now about 6:45 on a Monday morning. We'll stop and pretend we're taking a view of Mount of Olives. Again, the eastern wall. And we continue running along the eastern wall to our left, the Kedron Valley to our right. We're approaching the Golden Gate, the eastern gate. Actually called Beautiful Gate, but the words and language got corrupted over the years from Greek to Latin, and beautiful became golden because the words sound the same. Nothing gold about it. Straight in that gate would be the altar and the temple of the Jews. Today it's the Little Rock. Continue to run uphill. You may not know this in the video, but we're running a fairly stiff incline up to the Temple Mount area here. We're going to continue to climb until we get to the northeast corner of the wall and turn left. And then we'll also see an increase in incline. Another beautiful day here in Jerusalem in June. The sky is always blue. It doesn't rain. A bottle of water costs 10 shekels. Well, we ran right by the Golden Gate and stopped looking. We're at the Lion's Gate. Let's stop and pretend we're taking a look. Lion's Gate. There's lions on the wall right here. Actually, they're panthers, but people thought they were lions, so they called them lions. That's where they poured the oil out. These became killing centers in battle. Hot oil was poured out on the enemy. Going here and directly to your right, about 20 steps, is the Pool of Bethesda. Here we go. Now, if you're not noticing, we're going upstairs. As we continue to climb from the south east corner of the city, the old city, and the walls that Solomon the Great built in 1535. Lion's Gate back there is also called Stephen's Gate. That's where they say Stephen was taken out that gate and stoned. Which is possible. He would have taken down the Kidron Valley. Don't know for sure, but logistics makes sense. Hey, we're stopping right here, taking a break. We're on the east side, just above the Kidron Valley, right over here. And I'm tired from running uphill, carrying a video camera. And take a break. Looking back behind me, there is going south. We're going south along the eastern wall. That's long enough. We're going to now head north, or continue to head north, up towards the northwest corner. Excuse me, northeast corner of the old city. We'll then turn left. I think we're still in a Muslim cemetery. Graveyard here, running along the wall. Total run's going to be about 2.9 miles. The walls themselves are 2.5 miles. But of course, we're not running on the walls, are we? No. We're running a little further around the walls. Now, we went by the Dung Gate, that was the Jewish quarter. We're now in the Muslim quarter. At the northeast corner of the city, the old city, ready to turn left and start running uphill again. Or some more. Now we're looking at the north wall. We're run by Herod's Gate, Damascus Gate, and the New Gate on this side. The city's starting to wake up. Here's the bedrock of the city, of the city walls, with the walls built on top of it. The bedrock of Mount Moriah actually comes out right here. To my right is Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount. So we're running on part of Mount Moriah. There's more of the bedrock of Mount Moriah continues. A little bit to the north. Bedrock ends right there, and city walls now are laid on a foundation a little bit deeper. Gate on the left up here. It's on the north wall. We're on the north wall of the old city. Running west, our backs to the Kidron Valley. We're actually running up and over Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah directly to our left inside the city walls. Herod's Gate. Herod's Gate, the street goes to the left and to the right once you get in there. Herod's Gate's got a flower on it. Sometimes known as the Flower Gate. Called Herod's Gate because they thought they found Herod Agrippa's palace when they came in hundreds of years ago, but they were wrong.